But I got to tell you, I haven't been in front of the room for years. I'm normally terrified about going up in front of the room. And that's actually one of the reasons I did this, is to get back in front of the room to get comfortable again.
So we're here at the second day of the FSPMA conference. And you know what? I'm sitting here in the hallway close to the entrance, and I'm watching people come in and out. And you know what? Steve walked up to me and started talking. I thought, hey, we need to make a podcast about this, Steve. You were saying you went to a class and was an attendee, and something happened you weren't ready for.
Well, yes. Yesterday there was a 5-minute presentation that we could pick anything related to custodial or maintenance. And I ended up picking something that I couldn't work well with. And I was very, very nervous in front of the room. So I went back to my room last night and I rethought, what's something that I really know that my colleagues in the room could connect with? Floor and carpet care. So that's why I did so well on the second one, because I picked something that I really knew. But I got to tell you, I haven't been in front of the room for years. I'm normally terrified about going up in front of the room. And that's actually one of the reasons I did this, is to get back in front of the room to get comfortable again.
We all have things that we know that's part of us. And when you feel comfortable, it's just basically having a conversation with people.
Right.
And it's what we're doing right now.
That's right.
You're on camera, you're talking, but it's like, you know something that happened, and you have, and now you're happy about what you did.
Yes, very happy. Very happy.
You know, it was a learning experience, right?
Well, yeah. I learned that it's not so bad to have to go up in front of the room and talk to people. They're just people like us.
Yeah, they're just like you.
And, you know, if anything, they may even get something out of what I'm teaching them, my presentation. You know?
Well, hey, you can do it. They can do it too, right?
That's right. That's right.
I mean, you know, the whole conference is about change. So, I mean, you know, I would imagine that's a change.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You couldn't fit the conference any better than something like that.
Absolutely.
So what was the purpose of the class?
The purpose of the class is, once you get the certified and master custodial certificates, it's called Train the Trainer.
Okay.
And Train the Trainer is where they train you to become a certified instructor to be able to teach these courses in districts.
Well, you're going to have to be in front of people to do that.
Right. Right. Right.
I mean, come on. I mean, you know, right. That's the whole enrolled program.
Right. That they want to make sure that you can, you know, they give you something to talk about, that you know what you're talking about, you know?
So how long is this course?
Yesterday and today, it's a 2-day course.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, for like 3-4 hours, they did a PowerPoint with us going over, like, you know, ways to talk to people, make sure you make eye contact with everyone. And then that's when we were required to make a 5-minute presentation.
On the cuff, I mean, with no preparation.
Yes, yes,
okay,
yes.
So that explains yesterday and the difference from yesterday.
Yes, correct, because last night I prepared.
Okay, so now you know what us speakers go through whenever we're up there and we speak for a whole day.
Yeah.
You only had 5 minutes.
I know. I know, I was like, what am I gonna talk about?
So are you ready?
Oh yeah.
So you said yesterday, what was it that you actually, or do you remember what you actually said in the 5 minutes?
Yes, I picked my in-service maintenance program for air handlers and chillers at the school.
Okay.
And unfortunately, that one really wasn't a good one to pick.
It's not all.
Because, well, let's put it this way. At the end, when they graded me, they said, Steve, you know, we obviously see that you know what you're talking about, but it's just a lot of the districts have their maintenance people do the air handler service, the bell, the condensate pan. So a lot of those terms, some of them didn't understand that.
So then the thing is as you learn, you have to find something that the audience can.
That's
can
what I learned.
Associate with.
That's what I learned. Uh-huh. Yes.
And that's part of speaking is actually connecting with your audience.
Yes, and that's why I did so well today because you got to know floors and carpets to be a custodian.
Well,
right?
You better. I mean, it's 80% of what we do, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, you know, so, I mean, if you're a custodian, you're going to be doing floors.
Oh, yeah.
Of some sort.
Oh, yeah. Carpet, floors, yeah. Hallways. Yep.
So if you got up there again, what would you do?
I think I would probably do my preventative maintenance program for all my grounds equipment.
Okay.
And I want to get better with PowerPoint because actually I would like to start making a PowerPoint for these presentations rather than, you know, having my notes in front of me and having to, you know, look down and then start talking. So one day I'm going to get better with PowerPoint.
Okay, so let me throw something out for you. If you're going to be here tomorrow and you're not in that class.
I'm not. It's done today.
Okay, so I'm speaking all day tomorrow from 8 until, you know, late in the afternoon. I have never, I quit using PowerPoint a decade ago.
Oh, really?
I use Prezi, Prezi.
Hmm.
So come to one of my sessions,
okay,
and you'll get to see how a Prezi is so much different. And, you know, the thing is as a presenter, there is a, I'm not saying a right or wrong way, but the problem with PowerPoint, and you probably know this, right? All of the things up there, and you're reading all of those, and how much do you literally listen to the person presenting?
Right.
With a Prezi, there's a lot of movement on the screen. Things are moving all the time, which is what we like.
Yeah.
So back to that connection with your audience. If you're connected with the audience, what keeps them involved? And that's the reason why I've used Prezi for a decade. I know PowerPoint's so old.
I have to check it out.
So come to one of my sessions and you can learn that too.
I mean,
what this is all about, right? Change and learn.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Okay. So you're with what school district? I forgot. I didn't.
Martin County.
Martin County. Okay. Yep. So where is that from Orlando where we're here at the conference?
Martin County is on the east coast above West Palm Beach.
Ah.
Yep.
Okay. So actually, from where we're at, for people that are listening or watching, that would be east and a little bit south.
Correct. Correct. Yep.
So how big of a district?
We're a medium-sized district, 26 schools, so medium size.
Yeah, it's some people listening going, hey, that's a big school district. Yeah, they got 5 or 6 buildings, you know. But, I mean, that's the beauty of a conference like this, right? Everybody knows that, I mean, size isn't really material.
Right.
It's still the same issues.
Exactly.
So did you come just for getting the train-to-trainer?
No, not necessarily. I also came to check out all the vendors, to see the latest equipment, and then I also want to take your class tomorrow and any other last-minute classes before I head out tomorrow in the evening.
Okay, so I don't think we actually told people what your position is. We just got right into what you're doing.
Oh, I'm a plant operator. I'm in charge of the maintenance and custodial staff for Pinewood Elementary and Willoughby Learning Center. And Willoughby Learning Center is special needs behavioral alternative.
And so you have the extra challenges that go with that.
Right.
Right. Yeah, my wife did special needs in high school for several years, and that has all of the, you know, and I worked with the schools for the severely handicapped, so I understand the special needs that go, you know, that goes with being a custodian in those areas. It's
right.
Not your typical facility.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, that's great. Well, hey, you were here yesterday and got to go through the vendor show. So what did you see that you go, hey, I gotta look more into that? Was there anything?
Actually, there are these the dryers for your hands.
Oh.
I'm thinking I need to pick up a couple of those because I have 2 bathrooms in our cafeteria that students just use like crazy, and the paper towels just don't work because they unravel them all and leave them on the, you know, the floor. So I thought maybe at least getting 2 of those hand dryers, one for the girls and one for the boys, would save us a lot of trouble.
Well, I don't want to get into a conversation about hand dryers and whether they're good or bad. We'll save that for somebody else. You know, I'm just, what that was a thing that you saw. Anything else?
There was a product, I don't remember the name of it, but it supposedly, you spray it around on student tables, countertops, and supposedly it stays on that surface for 30 days as a disinfectant. That's what I saw.
Okay. So folks, if you're coming to a conference, you know, hey, you're learning, you're growing, you're seeing new stuff, that's what a conference is all about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thanks for coming by and having a podcast with me.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Thank
man.
You. You got it.